dressings. It isn't the way she pulls her hair out of the tie or back, weaving fingers, twisting a braid, but that she stands before the conifer dale, contemplating the white shirt, whether its removal is really what she wants, counts sweat beads as they roll to the small of her back. Below, her brother, another white Hanes shirt, tightly wound along his hairline, faint yellow, pissing an edge. And it isn't the way he looks at her as she does it, lifting the shirt, using her elbows to stretch fabric above the crown, but the way he runs to their parents scaling the valley, playing grand evergreen cellos with slick mirrored bows, and the air tepid, and time is tepid, and the sister feeling some rush of field breeze, some flood of satisfaction, some aftertaste, a wrongdoing.